This is 89.1 WEMU. I am David Fair, and I am sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and the State Theaters in Ann Arbor. Russ Collins stops by WEMU every Thursday, and together we put forth something we've called Cinema Chat for 25 years together.
That's right. We're going to celebrate that and the 40th anniversary of the Michigan Theater Foundation being formed, which saved the Michigan Theater back in 1979. And they were going to turn the Michigan Theater into a food court. So I think it's
You had other ideas.
Well, it wasn't me. It was actually it was actually a volunteer who represented folks that were passionate about the theater organ, who they'd spent many volunteer hours over several years working to restore. And yesterday we christened that very same organ with the playing of live score for Nosferatu, and we just finished completely rebuilding that organ, which was
that was a project, wasn't it?
90 years old. Yeah, absolutely. It took several years, but we're very, very proud of it. And so we're going to get to hear that organ a week from yesterday, so next Wednesday.
That's right. There is a celebration of that 40-year anniversary.
Celebrate all those things. So we're going to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the Michigan Theater becoming a nonprofit organization, a community organization that saved that lovely old theater. 25 years of Cinema Chat. So in 1994, David and I started together to do the Cinema Chat show. And 25 years later, it's still going amazingly.
So as part of that reception that is going to take place next Wednesday night in the historic Michigan Theater, Russ and I are going to be there. And as part of the 25th anniversary celebration of Cinema Chat, we're going to record Cinema Chat that you'll hear next Thursday morning. So that's going to be fun.
It'll be part of the celebration. So,
and everybody's invited.
That's right. That's right. So at 5:30, there's going to be festivities that start, and during that time frame between 5:30 and 7:30, we'll be recording Cinema Chat. But there'll also be hors d'oeuvres and drinks and all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah, feel free to talk and ignore us entirely.
Yeah, exactly. You
it's
need
the
not
way it usually
attention.
Goes around here.
Exactly. It's like it's the radio way. And then at 7:30, there's going to be a presentation of a movie called Going Attractions: The Definitive Story of the Movie Palace, and the Michigan Theater plays a small role in this documentary film about movie palaces, but we're going to just generally celebrate the fact that these historic theaters have been saved all over the country, to a certain degree all over the world,
and now through your efforts, they're collaborating together to ensure their future.
That's right, absolutely, and it's a community thing and a historic preservation thing. So
yeah, I love it. I love it.
It'll be great.
So that's something to look forward to next week.
You got it.
Now, WEMU, we are part news and information, but we're also jazz, blues, and entertainment.
Yes, absolutely.
The marriage of the two is coming together in movie form.
On Friday, we open Miles Davis, Birth of the Cool. Now, we played this during Cinetopia, and it had its big festival run, but it is a wonderful documentary about a brilliant and difficult musician known as Miles Davis, and he was a genius on several levels, and a musical genius to be sure. But the film features Jimmy Cobb and Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter and Ron Carter and Carlos Santana, The Roots, Flea of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and others that talk about the influence of jazz in general, but Miles Davis in particular. And WEMU fans obviously need to show up.
Well, I know
up
Michael Jewett is looking to go, who, by
times.
The way, will be the MC for that event
we
were
is.
Talking about. He's been giving away tickets, and they've been going gangbusters. So everybody is looking forward to this. And Michael even said if he got stuck on a desert island and he had to take one thing, it would be the Miles Davis collection.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So anyway, go check that out. We're very, very proud to open that film this coming Friday. Lucy in the Sky is a film that we're also opening on Friday. Now, Miles Davis' Birth of the Cool is going to be at the Michigan, and Lucy in the Sky opens
at
the State. Natalie Portman stars as a female astronaut who ends up, her life kind of goes off the tracks. Now, if you're an astronaut, you have to go through a tremendously rigorous training program. This is not a small matter, and personality is checked, and temperament is checked, and as well as
all the physical
mental acuities and physical acuity as well. And so anyway, but this very, very talented woman, things go a little off the rail for her. But the performance by Natalie Portman as Lucy Cola is very, very well reviewed. And Lucy in the Sky is definitely worth checking out. The World Cinema Dramatic Special Jury Award at Sundance last year went to Monos, which is the third feature by a wonderful filmmaker from Latin America.
Alejandro Landas.
Yes, absolutely. And the critical consensus is as visually splendid and thought-provoking, Monos takes an unsettling look at the human nature whose grim insights give a lingering impact. So it's a difficult movie, but well worth investing your time and interest in.
You are listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. David Fair and Russ Collins here. And what else is happening in terms of limited engagement?
Well, so Monos is a heavier kind of film. Again, one of the things that we like to do at the Michigan Theater. But Tel Aviv on Fire is
lighter fare?
It
does not sound lighter based on title.
It doesn't. But it's about a Palestinian soap opera of trainee who has to go through checkpoints in Israel and Palestine to do their job. And he ends up making a promise to one of the checkpoint guards about the plot of this soap opera. And it doesn't quite turn out the way that he might have liked.
And there are ramifications.
And there are ramifications, but in this particular case, they're mostly humorous. So it's definitely worth checking out. And I do a film discussion group at the Jewish Community Center, and we assigned this film, and several of the folks have gone to see it and really enjoyed it. Yeah. So Tel Aviv on Fire, go check it out.
You know, it is Halloween season.
Is it?
How are you marking that?
Well, you know, we're going to do the Evil Dead 2 on Friday, October 18th at 10 o'clock. We've got the Roar, easy for me to say, Rock Your Picture Show.
Are you going to dress up?
I will not, but you can go see that at the Michigan Theater at 10 o'clock, and a lot of people will dress up, and that's the important. We've got the leather Medusas that are the shadow cast that happens beforehand, so that's great. Children's show that isn't really so much Halloween, but Matilda is going to be on Sunday at 1:30, and then we've got a documentary series that we're very excited about, and the next one coming up on Wednesday. Yeah, it is Doctober, A Murder in Mansfield, which is about it's a Barbara Kopple, who's a really brilliant documentary filmmaker, and this is about a murder that happened in Mansfield, Ohio, so go check that out. We continue to have a lot of great films that continue. If you haven't seen Linda Ronstadt, The Sound of My Voice, everybody loves it, but it's going to go away very, very, very quickly. We continue with Judy, Downton Abbey, and The Joker as well, and Brad Pitt stars in Ad Astra. And opening at the Multiplex, Maleficent's
Mistress of Evil.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie and Michelle Pfeiffer are both starring in this film. Elle Fanning is also in the film. It's a sequel to the 2014 film, a Disney production. And then Zombieland Double Tapped, which is a great cast.
People do love their zombies, don't they?
Yeah, Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, all star in this very spoofy film that should be a lot of fun and appropriate for Halloween for sure. Opens at the Multiplex.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us this week for Cinema Chat, and we hope you're going to join us as we record Cinema Chat live from the Michigan Theater next Wednesday night. Go online at WEMU.org to find out all the details. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Celebration Central for the 40th anniversary of Michigan Theater and 25th anniversary of Cinema Chat.